What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. With these episodes, you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact in your business and increase your revenue in the process, right? So I've noticed that we're going through another recent rash of ads not getting approved on Facebook. I've talked to a lot of students who have been frustrated by this, and they're unclear as to why their ads are getting disapproved. Maybe you're nodding your head right now and you're like, yeah, I've been going through this myself. Side note, by the way, recently ads have been taking a lot longer. I don't mean to laugh because it's super frustrating. Ads have been taking a lot longer to get approved as well, but that's a different story. We're not talking about that, but yes, that is going on. I don't really know what's going on in the back end of Facebook's ads manager, but if you've been experiencing that, super frustrating. I feel for you. And I've gone through that myself. It stinks. There's no other way around it. Now, before you start creating your ads, talking about the ad disapproval, before you start creating your ads and then going in and setting them up inside of Ads Manager, you've got to be up on Facebook's ad policies so that you can stay within them. I'm going to sound like a broken record. I talk about that on the podcast a lot, and I'm going to say it again. My friends, you got to be up on Facebook's ad policies so that you can stay within them if you are going to run Facebook and Instagram ads. The link for Facebook's ad policies is facebook.com/policies/ads. I'll link it up in the show notes for today's episode. Okay. When we are running ads, we have to remember that when it comes to ads, Facebook is trying to protect the user experience on both Facebook and on Instagram. We have to remember that we as advertisers are not Facebook's customers. Its users are, right? Because without users, Facebook isn't going to have advertisers. Facebook has to have users. And that's why we as advertisers want to advertise on platforms like Facebook and Instagram. And the idea here is that Facebook wants its ads to be positive and not be a big downer to people. Facebook wants a good user experience when users come onto the platform, both on Instagram and on Facebook. And this is probably the biggest reason I see people's ads getting disapproved, is that ads are not in a positive light, right? I mean, again, we talk about this a lot here on the show. I've done many episodes on this. You can't do things like insinuate that a user has a problem. You can't say struggling with, you know, something like that. You can't focus on the negative. You can't make promises, etc., right? Another big one that I've seen a lot of lately is the kind of like the Facebook feels like you're advertising work from home stuff, promise of riches, working in your pajamas with a margarita in your hand. I don't know. Do you drink margaritas in your pajamas? Yeah, of course you do. You know, the promise of riches while working from your laptop at home. Of course, you can advertise that, but you got to be really careful and stay within their policy when you're talking about that kind of stuff. Right. And again, they've laid out what's allowed and not allowed when it comes to ad copy in their policies. Again, it's facebook.com/policies/ads. And here's the thing. This is what I really want to talk to you about today. Not only is Facebook reviewing your ad itself, so the copy and the image, but it's also looking at your landing page, my friends. Your landing page has to adhere to ad policy as well. And this is the piece that not enough people realize, right? The copy and the images on your landing page, even if this is your website, if you're sending traffic to this landing page from your ad, it's got to be within policy too. So you have to make sure that you're not forgetting about your landing page before submitting your ad for approval. All of Facebook's ad policies go for your landing page as well. I recently had a student that she had no idea that this was the case. Now, granted, her ad copy left a lot to be desired as far as being within policy. There were clear red flags there. But then when she showed me the landing page, I was like, yeah, the landing page language here is way off. Meaning, like, you know, it's great copy, but it's definitely going to have problems getting approved by Facebook. It just wasn't within policy. And she had no idea that Facebook was even looking at this stuff. And so if you didn't know that, now you do. And you've got to make sure that your landing page is within policy as well. Okay. Now, if your ad does not get approved, Facebook is better now about letting you know why, although the reasons can still be a little bit vague. Now, you can edit your ad and then resubmit it for approval. You can also appeal the decision. They'll give you an option there to appeal the decision. And so if you legitimately feel like your ad and your landing page are within policy, definitely appeal it, right? If you pick up on something, you're like, oh, this might be a question, you know, that I might be outside of policy, make that change, edit the ad. If you have to, edit the landing page and then resubmit it for approval. If you then feel like, you know, if it doesn't get approved again and you feel like you're still within, you're now within policy, go ahead and appeal that decision. Continue to do that until you feel like, and it is obviously within Facebook's policy. Both people are a couple of students that I met that I'm thinking about right off the top of my head who were going through this. This is exactly what they did. They made changes and they appealed it, and finally they got approved. Now, you do want to figure this out pretty darn quickly, because too many disapprovals can lead to your account getting shut down, and we don't want that. Right. And so, my friends, this is pretty plain and simple. If you want to play in Facebook's and Instagram sandbox, you got to play by their rules. And your landing page is within their rules, even if it's your website. All right. You've got to be within policy on both your ads and your landing page if you want to be running Facebook and Instagram ads. So don't forget that. Hey, my friends, if you are an online expert, you're a course creator, you are a consultant, you're an online educator, that type of business, and Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out. You just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I have a free webinar training that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. And you can pick a day and time that works best for you by going to rickmulready.com/training. In addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to be generating profitable leads and sales with their Facebook and Instagram ads, you are also going to learn the common mistakes that I see most people making with their ads and how you can avoid them. I'm all about helping you remove all the overwhelm and the fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads to work for your business so that you can be growing your list and making more sales, right? Again, the link to sign up for this free training is rickmulready.com/training. All right, my friends, I hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Make sure that you're checking that landing page and ensuring that that is within policy as well. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the podcast. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.